is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is returning to Washington after 2 days of talks with Turkish and Saudi officials to brief President Donald Trump on what he has learned about the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Pompeo told reporters it was reasonable to give the Saudis time to complete their own investigation. AP's Mike Gracia with the latest.
As the investigation into the disappearance of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi intensifies, a pro-Turkish government newspaper has published a grisly account of the journalist's alleged slaying. Turkish forensics team searched the home of the Saudi consul general in Istanbul on Wednesday. It was the second such search of the site by Turkish crime scene investigators. Khashoggi vanished October 2nd after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul to pick up paperwork to get married. The newspaper Yeni Safak has published an account alleging Saudi officials cut off Khashoggi's fingers and decapitated him at the consulate. I'm Mike Gracia.
On Wednesday, Mr. Trump insisted he is not giving cover to the Saudis. He just wants to find out what happened.
I'm not giving cover at all. With that being said, Saudi Arabia has been a very important ally of ours in the Middle East.
The Saudis have denied Khashoggi was murdered, but U.S. media outlets have reported Riyadh will acknowledge he was killed in a botched interrogation at the consulate. Khashoggi, who left Saudi Arabia fearing retribution for his criticism of Saudi policy, lived in the U.S. for a year before traveling to Turkey to get married. In the annexed Russian territory of Crimea, 19 people were killed, dozens wounded, when a college student opened fire in the school in the city of Kerch before killing himself. This local resident called it a nightmare, never thinking such a thing could happen there. Investigators still don't have a motive for the mass shooting. Terrorism appears to have been ruled out. Crimea was annexed by Russia from Ukraine in 2014. For more information, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Syria envoy James Jeffrey said some, but not all, militants have withdrawn from a Russian-Turkish demilitarized zone in Idlib province. They were supposed to leave with their heavy weapons by Monday. He described the 7-year civil war as frozen. At the same time, longtime U.N. envoy Staffan de Mistura announced he is stepping down from his post by the end of November for personal reasons. He hopes to be able to convene a committee of experts to draft a new constitution for Syria, although the Bashar al-Assad government objects to 1/3 of the group selected by the U.N. The Swedish-Italian diplomat plans to return to Damascus next week.
I will, of course, be ready, if the council so wishes, to report back to it after my visit on whether these direct consultations have produced, as we hope, the approval and agreement on a credible and inclusive third list.
Another third of the committee is to be chosen by Damascus and the other third by opposition groups. The Democratic Republic of Congo summoned the Angolan ambassador Wednesday following the expulsion of tens of thousands of Congolese working in artisanal mining during a security crackdown. There are unconfirmed reports that dozens were killed. Kinshasa has called for an investigation into who was responsible for what it called reprehensible acts. A Central American caravan seeking asylum in the U.S. swelled in numbers as several thousand moved north on foot and by truck from Honduras and Guatemala toward Mexico. Among them, Daisy Turco, who said she hopes President Donald Trump will open the doors for them. Mr. Trump, who has denounced weak U.S. immigration laws, has warned countries like Honduras they stand to lose vital aid if they allow the caravan to proceed to the U.S. border. British Prime Minister Theresa May in Brussels for crucial talks on exiting from the European Union said now is the time to make a Brexit deal before Britain is scheduled to leave on March 29th.
There is still the question of the Northern Irish backstop, but I believe everybody around the table wants to get a deal. By working intensively and closely, we can achieve that deal. I believe a deal is achievable, and now is the time to make it happen.
Negotiations have been hung up on the future border between Ireland and Northern Ireland and Britain's trade relationship with the EU, with the possibility of extending the implementation period to December 2020. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is meeting in Singapore with his Chinese counterpart Wei Fengye, as one defense official said, to seek more resilient military ties. Beijing was angered by U.S. sanctions over a weapons purchase from Russia, as well as tensions over the South China Sea, Taiwan, and trade. That meeting was at the request of China. An Egyptian delegation met with Hamas rulers in Gaza Wednesday, trying to shore up a shaky ceasefire after a rocket fire from Gaza struck the Israeli city of Beersheba, prompting an airstrike. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.